Hello, I'm Brian McCallum, host of Speaking Out for the Blind. I welcome comments and suggestions on today's episode, or past and future shows. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind. Happy social networking! Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind. I'm Brian McCallum. Almost all products today have barcodes on their packaging or on an applied sticker. These barcodes provide a wealth of information to the consumer. Available to the blind and visually impaired are high-tech talking barcode and pharmaceutical readers. The devices can be used to identify items while shopping for clothes, groceries, and prescribed medications. The large print, braille, and audible pharmaceutical readers are a part of the Scribability Prescription Accessibility System. The Scribability System helps pharmacists and the blind access vital prescription information. Two pieces of Scribability prescription information are the medication name and dosage. The ID-Mate Quest is the portable all-in-one talking barcode scanner that identifies products and item descriptions. Envision America Incorporated provides high-tech products to help the blind and visually impaired population achieve greater independence. Anna McClure is the spokesperson and director of marketing for Envision America. Anna joins me by phone to talk about the company's products and where to buy the items. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here and share some great information.
Yes, how are you doing?
Just fine, thanks.
So we're going to start by talking about Envision America's mission. I was looking at that mission on its website, on the company's website, and it states, Envision America is dedicated to creating unequaled value in the lives of its customers. We do this by applying new and creative technology to everyday problems of the visually impaired. With our products, it is our goal to make customers more independent. Anna, what Envision products satisfy this mission? And how do the products make the blind and visually impaired consumers more independent?
Well, all of our products help to satisfy that mission and help with the independence of individuals. The way the company started in the beginning was applying creative technology. Our president, Phil Raestrick, had two brothers who both had RP, retinitis pigmentosa, and one of them had been blind most of his life and had learned to read Braille, while the other brother went blind later in life, and so he was not a Braille reader. But the family really enjoyed playing cards, and they had a deck of Braille cards. Well, the one brother who could read Braille read all the cards as he dealt out the hands, so he knew what everybody had. So he was always winning at poker. So the other brother was like, all right, let's do something. How are we going to fix this? We got to come up with something. So Phil and his son Dave, who is our vice president, created a computer program and purchased a small handheld scanner and put barcodes onto a deck of cards and assigned, you know, the information for each of those cards so that the other brother could plug it in and listen, put a headset on, listen with the headset, and he could scan the cards and it would tell him, you know, ace of spades or two of hearts or whatever. So he knew what he had without everybody else knowing. So it kind of helped to even the playing field there. But that just really spiraled. That's how it started, was playing poker, being able to find a creative solution so that everybody could know what cards they had and nobody was cheating. And that's kind of spiraled into what we have today, where we're on our fifth generation of the ID-Mate.
So that barcode scanner the company's founder bought, it was one of those handheld ones that you find, for example, in the department store, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And they just connected it to a laptop. Just kind of a very creative technology. We try to listen to see what those everyday problems are and then find solutions for them. You know, one major problem that blind and visually impaired individuals have, an everyday problem, is identifying things. whether it's similar feeling food or money or medications. So we've tried to find some different solutions and different applications for being able to identify things. And, you know, it's a very simple action, but it's also really important. We had a phone call one time from one of our customers, and he and his wife were both blind. And they both liked yogurt, but she would only eat strawberry. He didn't care what flavor he got, but they would get a mixed flat of yogurt and just put it in the fridge, and she would open two or three different containers before she found a strawberry yogurt. And so he was eating all this extra yogurt, trying to use up what she had opened. And they got one of the ID mates, and she used that the next day to find the strawberry yogurt. And her husband called us later that afternoon and said he just wanted to thank us for all of the work and the technology and development. He said that his wife was in tears that morning. She was so happy to independently go in and immediately find the one yogurt that she wanted. And just that simple act of being able to identify on her own was just so wonderful for her. Everybody deserves to be able to be independent and to find solutions to those everyday situations. So we try to help people to become independent in their own way so they don't have to ask, or so they have the ability to ask for help if they need it. So those solutions and that independence are what help to add that unequal value into the lives of our customers.
So let's talk about Envision America's two products. One, the Scriptability Prescription Accessibility System, and two, the ID-Mate Quest. Let's first talk about the ID-Mate Quest. It's an all-in-one portable talking barcode scanner. It helps the blind and visually impaired, as you were talking about earlier, identify those items through the product's barcodes. What are the best ways for our blind listeners to find the barcodes on selected products, especially since the blind can't see those barcodes?
Sure. Well, I would be happy to share some secrets on where those barcodes are placed to make it a faster or an easier job to find them. But one of the best things about the ID-Mate is that it has a cyclone scanner. It's a moving scanner, and so even if you have no idea where the barcode is, if you just use a basic scan pattern, up, down, turn around, you're going to do a quick scan over the product, and the ID-Mate is going to find that barcode very, very quickly. So you don't even have to know where the barcode is. You just scan the package or scan the item very quickly, and it's going to find it. But there are a few clues on where the manufacturers put those barcode labels, and so that may help you find them just a little bit faster. On cans, a lot of times cans will have a rounded bottom and a little bit sharper lip or edge for the top. And then if you can find that has a paper label, if you can feel for the seam, feel for the bottom of the can near the seam. And that's where you're going to find the barcode labels for cans. On boxes, most of the time they're going to have a seal across the top, and then again on the bottom where you can kind of feel where that lid is to open the lid. And on the top, it's going to have that little rounded projection, and that's, you know, to tuck in the lid when it closes. Now that projection usually points towards the back of the box. So again, start scanning on the back of the box or at the bottom of the box. A lot of times, most of the time, those barcode labels are going to be near the bottom of the package. That makes it easier for the grocery stores to scan and check out as they're processing items and on the checkout lanes. And then bags, like if you have like a chip bag or something, a lot of times you can feel an extra seam along the back. So a good place to start scanning is there on the back of the bag. So it's just a few little clues there on where the manufacturers put those barcodes But again, with the ID Mate, because it has that cyclone moving scanner, all you have to do is just do a quick round around the product, and you're going to find that barcode super fast, and it will identify the product for you.
Now, you mentioned that it's a cyclone scanner, and when this device helps you find the barcode, is it going to make a series of beeps like a metal detector does, or have some sort of signal?
You're going to, when you start up the ID Mate, it always begins in ID mode, and you'll hear an initial beep, and then that means that the unit is on and ready to go. So you scan your product, and when it finds a barcode, it will beep, and then it will just automatically start to speak, and it will say, product Hershey candy bar, or product Campbell's chicken noodle soup. And so all you have to do is just find that barcode, and it will immediately start to speak the information.
Once our audience members find those barcodes on the selected products, how do the listeners scan the items using the ID Mate Quest?
Okay, well, when you have the unit, the scanner is located towards the bottom of the unit, and you just, like, you turn, you power up the unit, and it will do a short introduction and give you an initial beep, the ID mode, and it's ready to go. And we just recommend, until you're really used to it, you place the scanner right up against the product and then pull back about 6 to 10 inches just to give it a bigger scanning area. That means it's going to find the barcode even faster. And then you just move the scanner up and down, give your product a little turn, go up and down, and just you're going to keep doing that until you find that barcode on the unit. As soon as it finds that barcode, it's going to beep and start to speak the information.
I understand that the ID Mate Quest, like other scanners, contains a laser to scan the barcode. How can our visually impaired listeners use the device safely without shining the laser into their eyes?
That's a great question. We try to make our products as safe as possible for individuals. And in the user's guide, there's some initial suggestions on how to hold the device to make it easier to scan the product as well as to keep it safe for the individual. But with most of the hand grips, the laser is going to be pointed in the same direction as your fingers. And so as long as they keep that pointed away from their eyes, they're going to be just fine. If they happen to glance at the laser or something, it's okay. It's just not intended to have an extended or to be looked at extensively for long periods of time. But if you happen to pass it over your face, it's not a critical issue. But the way that you hold the unit or the ID Mate is going to mainly point it away from your body and towards the product. So it's actually a very safe device.
The ID Mate Quest, it uses the digital recording and text-to-speech technologies that allow the consumers to access the product description database and a whole tailored set of recorded voice messages. Also, customers, they can add their additional information to items that aren't found in the database. How do our listeners record this extra information?
That's really simple. It's as easy as pressing a button and speaking. So if you happen to scan a product that's not found in our database, or if you're adding one of those personalized voice messages into it, you'll scan the barcode. The ID Mate will say, item not found. To record, press and hold the record button. So then you press down on the round record button, and you speak in the information. Like if you were adding something in, you could say, blue shirt, wash in cold water, tumble dry medium. Or if you were doing, like, leftovers or something, you could say Monday's meatloaf. Or if it was a new product and maybe you didn't know what it is, if you have a sighted friend, they can give you the information. You scan it, press and hold down the record button, and you speak in the information, Mrs. Smith's ranch dressing, and then you add it into the database. So when you release that record button, it will automatically replay your message, make sure it's what you want, and then the next time you scan that barcode, it's going to play back your voice recording. So it's really simple. It's just pressing a button and speaking in the information.
Speaking of info, I found a couple of samples of the product in action of the IDMate Quest in action for a Tom Petty CD and a Lean Cuisine frozen meal. And so I'm going to play those. And but before we do that, tell me about some of the information that on these two items that our audience is going to hear.
Ben, on the CD, you're going to hear the artist name, the title of the CD, and then it's going to go in and start to read off the different song tracks. So you'll get to hear all the different songs that are on that CD, what order they are. So if you're trying to find a specific song, you can jump ahead to track 7 and actually listen to that specific song. For the food item, I think we've got the Lean Cuisine Spaghetti, and that's going to give you a lot of extra information, too. It's not just spaghetti with meat sauce, but it goes on to tell you it has mushrooms and basil in the sauce. So it's going to read a lot of the printed information from the container.
So let's first play the demo on the Lean Cuisine.
Product Lean Cuisine Simple Favorite Spaghetti with Meat Sauce. Continue. Package size 11.5 ounces, 326 grams. Product description with mushrooms and basil. No preservatives, 4, G-fat 300 calories, 4, G-fiber. Us inspected and passed by Department of Agriculture. Instructions. Cook thoroughly. Keep frozen. Microwave oven cooking. For food safety and quality, read and follow these cooking instructions to ensure that product reaches an internal temperature of 160 degrees F. Directions developed using 1,100 watt microwave oven. Ovens vary. Cooking time may need to be adjusted. 1. Remove tray from box. Cut film cover to vent 2. Cook on high 4 minutes. Remove cover. Stir and recover 3. Continue cooking on high 2 minutes and 30 seconds 4. Let stand in microwave 1 minute to complete cooking.
Wow, amazing. So now we're going to play just a little bit of the description for the Tom Petty CD.
Artist Tom Petty, title Full Moon Fever. Continue. Track 1. Free Ballad. 2. I Won't Back Down. 3. Love Is a Long Road. 4. A Face in the Crowd. 5. Running Down a Dream. 6. I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better. 7. Yeah, So Bad. 8. Depending on You. 9. The Apartment Song. 10. All Right for Now. 11. A Mind with a Heart of Its Own. 12. Zombie Zoo. Release date 04241989.
Another product is called the Scrivability Prescription Accessibility System. This system helps the blind and visually impaired, patients and pharmacists, access the important prescription information, including the patient's and medication's names, instructions and dosage, prescription data number, warnings, and pharmacy information in all three formats, Braille, large print, and audio. The Scrivability Prescription Accessibility System comes with three separate products in the three separate formats. One of those products is the ScriptTalk Station. How does the unit read the medications in audio format to our blind listeners?
ScriptTalk uses RFID technology, so radio frequency identification, and then also text-to-speech. And the way this works is the pharmacy has a, they encode a very small label. It's about the size of a quarter, and that little label has an RFID tag inside, a little microchip. And the pharmacist programs that microchip to contain the same information that's printed on the label of the medication. So that little chip then is attached to the prescription container, And at home, the patient has a ScriptTalk station. That's a ScriptTalk reading unit. And all they have to do is place their prescription container on top of the unit. They press the read button, and then the station reads the information, takes the information from that little microchip, and then via text-to-speech, it will then speak out all of that label information. So again, like you mentioned, you hear the patient name, the medication name, dosage instructions, and all of that information that you might need. And because the label is so small and flexible, it can fit on any size or type of prescription container, whether it's a bottle or a box or vial or tube or whatever you might have for your prescriptions. But it's a very quick and easy way for the individual to access and listen to all of that vital information.
Now, I also sell the big medication labels, too, the Script View large print ones. How do our visually impaired listeners read these labels?
And that's one of our new options. And Script View is a little booklet-style label that's attached to the prescription container. And it is in large print, so you have at least an 18-point font. And it attaches to the side of the container. It doesn't interfere with the pharmacy label, but it's just a little booklet style, and so you can read and turn the page, and you'll be able, again, to see all of that vital information, the patient name, the drug name, instructions and dosage, and prescription number and date and all of that. So, again, you will just flip through the pages, get the information that you might need. There's a little tactile rubber band that you can put around it to help keep the label contained and around the container when it's not in use. So that one is already, like I said, it's already printed in large print. But if you were wanting to enlarge it even more, you can, because it's a little booklet style, you can fold out that paper and flatten it so you can read it on a flat surface like with a CCTV as well.
Now, the BRL Braille prescription labels. How do our blind listeners read these special labels?
All right, these ones are a clear Braille overlay. And because Braille takes up more space than a printed label, this one doesn't have as much information in Braille, but it does have the basic information. And this is, again, it's in a clear overlay that goes over the pharmacy label. And so the pharmacist is going to attach that. It's an adhesive back label. And attach that to the prescription container. And then all the patient needs to do is run their fingers over it, and they can get the patient name, the drug name, and then the instructions as well. One thing I forgot to mention on the Script View large print labels, there's also a 2D barcode that is on that printed label. And so if you have a smartphone, there's an application available for that, an app that you can scan that 2D barcode and go in and get extra information, the patient monograph information. That's those sheets of papers that are included with the prescription labels that include all that extra information. So that's also available via smartphone app if they desire that.
Now, BRL is the acronym for Braille, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you know of any other companies that are selling similar products that Envision America does?
There's not very many. there's one other company that I'm aware of that they have a little device that attaches to a prescription container that has an audio playback of the information, but it's something that the pharmacist has to record in. And there are a lot of issues and problems with that format that we've heard back from individuals, from patients. A lot of times they can't understand what the pharmacist is saying. They're restricted on the amount of time, so they leave out a lot of information that's needed or that's contained on that prescription label. And a lot of times there's background noise and distraction. And then there's also the concern of privacy, where if the pharmacist is reading out information aloud, anybody else who's walking by in the pharmacy may be able to hear that information, and that violates privacy issues. So ScriptTalk, or the Scriptability suite of products, really It covers, as you said, all the bases. They've got the large print, you've got audible output, and then you also have Braille. So it's really three solutions in one simple system, both for the patient and for the pharmacy.
So how much do the products cost? Where can people buy them? And how can they learn more about the products and Envision America?
All right. Well, the Quest is $1,299. And we have dealers all across the country, or they can also just contact us. One thing that we do have that I don't think anyone else does is a no-interest payment plan. For the IDMate Quest, it's a $200 down payment, and then $100 a month. You have the unit paid off for it in 1 year, and it's no interest. You've got it in your hands, you're using it, and you're benefiting from it. So that's the Quest, and you can give us a call at 800-890-1180, or our online, our web address is www.envisionamerica.com. That's ENVISIONAMERICA.com. And you can click on the tab Products and then go to IDMate, and you'll get a lot of information there. The Script Talk is free. So that's the best part about Scriptability. It's a free product, a free program for the individuals. There's a small charge to the pharmacy for providing that, but that's part of their job and their responsibility for ADA compliance and providing accessible prescriptions. But for the individual, the Scriptability Suite products are free. So anyone who is interested would like to get the Script Talk Station, to be able to listen to their prescription label information, they can give us a call. Again, we're at 1-800-890-1180, or they can go online to www.envisionamerica.com. And if your pharmacy isn't currently offering any of the Script Talk or the Scriptability products, we will work with you to find another pharmacy that is. Or we will work with your pharmacy to try to help them provide those services for you.
That's great, Anna. Anna, the information that you provided on barcode or prescription readers might provide the desired independence for our blind and visually impaired listeners, leading to happier and healthier lives. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening. And remember, to speak out. Hello, I'm Brian McCallum, host of Speaking Out for the Blind. I welcome comments and suggestions on today's episode, or past and future shows. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind. Happy social networking.
You're listening to American Council for the Blind Radio.
For the blind. For the blind.